This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, it's me and it's Ava DuVernay and it's Terrell Owens, T.O. And we're trying to win Ben Stein's money.
Of course.
And it's not easy.
Yeah.
He's like you would some think kind it would of be super genius.
Because there's three of you, but it actually at times is harder.
Well, and yes, exactly.
Because he is actually playing you against each other as
That's
you're trying
That's
to play
the
game.
I was saying, I said from the very beginning, if we work together, we might get all of his money. But instead, yes. If you get some of his money and I get some of his money, he might keep a bunch. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, and he's like an evil super genius. I mean, yeah. He wrote speeches for Nixon, who famously had the smartest speeches of all time.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're trying to win. And Jimmy Kimmel is cracking these jokes.
Right.
And I'm going, this is serious, Jimmy. If you want to crack these jokes, why don't you go do the friggin' Tonight Show or something?
Yeah.
And he was like, and he goes, that gives me an idea.
Okay.
He said.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was still, because I saw him doing this stuff the other night.
Yes, yes.
These doctors.
Yes.
He's saying this, these doctors.
And you're thinking, isn't Ben Stein mad? You're thinking, isn't Ben Stein mad? He's been doing this forever.
I thought he had come off his stool and was and was saying, now it's Jimmy's turn.
Well, I thought maybe at the beginning of this clip, he pushed Ben Stein out of the way.
Right.
And went, let's not talk about your money for a minute. Let's talk about a doctor.
Right.
And so I thought he's going to be in big trouble. But turns out that idea that I gave him turned into he did a show his own.
This is great. I am loving this stuff. I'm loving having this conversation.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
And I love spending time with you.
Oh, it's so nice. I love you and I'm in love with you.
We have to do this thing that we are here to do.
The show.
Because we have, you know, the time is like a big
issue at this point.
I get okay. Let's just talk about it real quick. Welcome to Hollywood. Sorry, it's taking longer. Sometimes, like if you,
I almost wish
it
we
can actually end up taking. Longer.
I almost wish we hadn't promised to record the podcast while we were doing this other thing because we really should be focusing on the other thing.
I can't even have that conversation right now. Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking button, dropping names of the red carpet, line back hallways of this industry we call show.
We forgot that we had to do this pilot.
We have to shoot an entire pilot. It is sort of the week that a lot of these things premiere. So this thing should probably
pilots are all premiering. Yeah, and this should have been written. It should have been filmed, and it should have been edited and mixed. Right. So we're going to be, Brett's going to be scoring this thing live while we're also doing, all of the scenes. We have a wonderful actress here who we've gotten to play, you know, sort of our main character, Jessica Chaffin. Okay, yes. That's better because.
Chaffin.
Chaffin. Perfect. And she's going to do the stuff and
we're just going to get her side of all of her scenes.
Because we are, we're piecing this thing together, which is actually how these things are normally made.
Quick premise. Everybody's not in the same room at the same time.
Yep.
And so that's all camera tricks. So that's fortunate for us. But we, scheduling wise, that would be impossible. But so we are doing obviously a show. It's a bit of a revival. It's a reboot of course, Baby Grandpa last year, which was did so well for us and was such a big hit. It's been reimagined a little bit and sort of given new life. And it's Baby Grandpa has now become Lady Grandpa, and the lady is Grandpa, and then inside the lady's mind are all the codes for the nuclear foosball.
And she's still a baby. It's just like...
Sure, she's a baby.
Yes.
So she's a baby.
It's like the Look Who's
Acting
Talking...
Acting like a lady.
The later Look Who's Talking is when some of the babies were girls.
And grown up.
Yes.
So it's a grown-up baby who found out she's a grandpa.
But this baby does not talk. It's a baby. It's like a real... This is grounded. This isn't like that other stuff.
No, it's grounded. It's real. It's kind of spooky. Mm-hmm. And it is going to be on at 6 p.m. And so... And it's the lady who found out on the same day she found out, not only is she a lady, but she's a grandpa. Yeah. And not only is she a grandpa, but she's a baby. Mm-hmm. And so imagine juggling all those pieces of news at once.
And trying to remember the codes.
And having the codes for the nuclear foosball, and maybe the government wants that back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
And I am playing...
You're Lady Grandpa.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, it's
I
okay.
I could have been the foosball.
No, we should have said
isn't
that.
Isn't it obvious when you just think, like, who is the best to be, like...
Who would be Lady Grandpa?
Well, yeah, I do think I have a masculine and youthful quality at the same time.
It's everything.
And I've always been told that I'm wise.
Who checks all the boxes, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
And it's who's Jessica, available.
Yeah. So that's great.
We're going to be doing all the episodes this season live, or, like... Or we're doing them all today.
We are going to shoot your part for the entire season today.
Yeah.
Okay, just my stuff.
Just your side of it. And
for
the whole season. I'll be reading off camera. Okay. I'll be feeding you the lines. And so you just perform as if some of the actors are
right,
here.
Right, so not acting with anybody.
I mean, well, you'll act with me.
Often what happens.
But I'll be sitting on an Apple box and I'll be just off
normal.
Camera. Yeah. It's totally
and sets,
normal.
Sets, like, people think that there are all these sets for, like, a show, but it is actually, like, a gym. Like,
did you see Limitless?
I did.
Yeah, so Bradley Cooper and, I almost called him Coop. He's my friend Coop. But Coop and Bob were never in the same room.
I didn't see that.
Coop and Bob were never in the same room.
It's like one of those brain movies.
But you wouldn't know if you saw it. Yeah, it's a brain pill. Brain pill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that Scarlett Johansson one when her brain starts to work all the way.
Mm, you're thinking Lucy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when she finally uses all of her brain.
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
Too much. Age. Turns out it's too much.
But you can imagine, well, like, putting two, like, you know, silverbacks like that in the same room, why that could be dangerous,
totally.
Especially when one of them is on brain pills.
Hard to ensure.
And meanwhile,
the
cameras are pretty expensive.
Yes.
And don't you think that one of them might take one, break it, and eat it just to show the other one how tough?
Very good point.
So, in order to sort of avoid, we've got obviously some other heavy hitters. We know you're a professional.
Yeah, I was curious who my co-stars are in this. Mm-hmm. That wasn't something my agent had any information about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you guys have information about that?
We pinned a couple people.
Okay.
We've got a couple people pinned.
Cool.
And they are Tech Avail.
Exciting to be number one on the call sheet, even just for today.
Yeah, no, for sure. You'll be staying that way unless some of these deals go through.
Right. Great.
Then the title might have to change.
Amazing.
Yes. And the premise.
It's mine for a day. Queen for a day.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah.
So should we
Lady
do...
Lady Grandpa. Day.
The Al Gore stuff first? We got Al Gore's coverage on a sort of initial scene of...
Did he come in or was that Skype or via satellite or what?
Al Gore's going to Skype in, yeah.
I'm just trying to remember if we have his stuff yet or if that's something that we still have to hold.
Hold for plan. Keep rolling.
Sorry. This is at the airport gym, so just in case that, you know, that noise keeps coming.
Sound, are you good?
This is where we're doing this thing.
Yeah, I'm rolling.
You clear? All right.
I hope that plane's okay.
I know.
Just disappeared
very
really
low.
Fast.
Very low.
Yeah,
it was really low, and it was
it's like
going
a flyby
so
in
fast.
Top Gun when he flies by the tower. Permission to fly by, not granted, and then the guy spills his coffee.
Oh.
Dangerous moment.
Yeah.
Oh. I love the punishment.
Which was?
I just love that he gets a big punishment right afterwards. Imagine if everyone tried to do that, tried to showboat like that.
Mm. So let's just, I'll read Gore's stuff just because I don't think we have it. We did have him Skype in for his audition.
Right.
But no one recorded that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That was supposed to be on tape for producers, but instead it wound up being more of a pre-read.
I wish we had just recorded everyone's audition, and then we wouldn't necessarily be having to do any of this.
That would have been
now.
Smart, and we could just be stitching that together. But instead...
And then we could say that we weren't using people and then just use their audition tape. Say, sorry, we can't use you, and then it's free.
And then meanwhile, we're paying Jessica, which is like half the money that we had, and she's offer only, so we had to get her in here. But anyway, let's just do her side of the scene. So this is the scene where you obviously are worried about your grandson, but you need a new diaper, and the FBI is chasing you.
And your grandson is Al Gore.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and well, we haven't really worked out the character voice that you guys want for this. So
just like an old baby, just like a basic old baby voice.
And if you don't like it, you let me know.
Old baby.
We'll get levels. Yeah, we'll get levels.
Who's a man?
So worried about my grandson, need a new diaper, need a diaper change, being chased by the FBI.
Yes. They want what's in your mind.
And if we could get one just of what's on the page, and then we can
we'll do a fun one.
Then we'll do a fun one.
And we'll
play
around. Okay. We'll kind of give you some room to loosen up. Because we don't really believe in what's on the page. And then what are we in for this? Is there a 40 on that thing?
What?
Brett?
A 40 on it?
Yeah. Is this a 2 and then we'll get overs?
Yeah.
Great.
That sounds right.
Perfect.
All right. So this is,
do you want me
this
to put,
is
a,
the wide, or this is my own, my just my coverage?
Yeah, is this the master?
Yeah. Should I put sound foam around you guys? Because it's kind of echoey in here.
Yeah, that would be great if you could just surround us with foam.
It does seem like you guys got a great crew at the last minute, I will say that.
Yeah, we managed to get a guy
very
who brings
professional.
His own, he brings his own foam.
All right, here you go.
Very professional.
He has this weird amount of foam.
All right,
see?
So...
Hard to find people that'll wrap you in foam these days.
Okay, so I'm just going to read you in.
Okay.
Where?
Oh, Joey, I'm worried about you. Oh, we got to get out of here. Oh, no, my diaper's falling down.
Don't you be nervous. Now you're making me nervous. Where?
Oh, you're so calm. You know what? It was one of the best qualities your grandfather passed on to you. And was I was a baby, I never used to be able to control my temper. Well, they're after us.
Hey, freeze, FBI. Give me that brain. I got to get all these coats back to the friggin' president.
Listen to me, Mr. FBI guy. You can't just come in here and start telling me what to do. My grandson's behind me, and I need a diaper change, so I'm not going to put up with it.
And I've got a gun. Oh, wait a minute. I'm pointing it at myself. No, you're turning my hand and making me point it at myself. Oh, no, you're squeezing the trigger part of it, and it's at me, and it's shooting, and oh, God, and it's a blast, and then its brains will be. So that's one scene. So that was great.
That was great. I think we got it. If we could just get one more, and if Sean and I are just going to talk for a second, and then we'll...
That would be really good.
Sure.
I'm not even sure we have any notes, but let's just like...
I'll just go grab a cup of coffee, and you guys...
So did you have...
If you could actually just stay here, that would be great, and just not move at all. Thank you.
Sure.
Not very... like sexual, you know, the way
she's
like,
supposed to be turned on by her grandson. Yeah. And that's in the,
It's on the page. To me, that's in the dialogue, but, I guess some people have to be told that stuff.
Okay. Yeah. And I was noticing like, it's like just for, because this is going to be this is the opening scene of the whole series.
Yeah.
I'd love for it to have some energy to it.
Yes, that
you know
would be
I mean?
Great.
Which I obviously was bringing a lot. Like, and I'm not even going to be playing the role.
I know,
trying to give her something to play off of, and she's not matching me.
I know. I'm thinking it maybe is like a first take thing that like, or like a shyness issue, which I had heard about was maybe.
And also, we won't even be in this coverage for a lot of this.
I know. Yeah.
So it's not like
we're definitely not.
I don't want to hammer her with like so many notes. No, this is. Well, we're not going to use this scene. I mean, this is gonna be lost in editing. But let's just get
it. But it is the first scene, and so it should be good.
But let's... I mean, I got to say, to me, it's fortunate that these plane and helicopter sounds are never happening during the scene, which would be a much bigger issue.
This is ideal.
That, to me, is so lucky.
It's an ideal scenario that these sounds are coming in when we're just having side conversations.
So do you want to do this scene again and loosen her up, or do you want to just move on? Because I don't think we're going to use this.
Yeah, so let's move on, but I'll give notes based on what the
Okay.
Based on that performance.
And then so, okay. So Jessica, so that we're going to, Hayes is going to give you some notes. We're going to move on to the scene where it's you talking to Kelvin Benjamin.
I did hear most of that.
Oh, okay. Well, Kelvin Benjamin
is I don't know. I'm not sure that you did, actually.
Can I just explain who Kelvin Benjamin is? Kelvin Benjamin is a wide receiver for the Carolina Panthers. They're having kind of a disappointing season, so we were able to get him to sort of...
It's only week two.
You know,
week three, I guess.
Yeah, we were able to get him sort of as a backup
plan.
We
told him that he doesn't get to do the season anymore, and he has to do the...
Oh.
And also, football is just, you know, I don't think that's going to happen anymore. So we're going to do
not after this week, I'm a big football fan, though. I'm going to enjoy the rest of this... I'm sorry, I'm telling you guys too much about myself.
Yeah. Well, because it's like, because actually you're not, because Lady Grandpa hates football.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
That's why she only referred to it as a nuclear foosball.
Yeah.
So anyway, we now are going to be doing the scene where you're with Kelvin Benjamin.
Okay.
You're sort of driving him around. You're his chauffeur.
Right, driving Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has to get to the...
Can I reach the wheel? Am I on a sitting on a bunch of phone books?
Your grandpa aspect can reach the wheel.
So long legs, baby body on top.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we'll see what we can manage and post. That's one model.
And we're gonna get we're gonna get an insert of a grabber claw steering the wheel from underneath.
Yeah.
And so we'll always be able to use. We'll be able to cut to that at any point.
Great.
But it's really more
for the
dialogue.
It just affects my breathing. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. Definitely.
Absolutely.
And just based on that last scene, that was so good. That was really great.
Perfect. I was like, oh, our words are coming to life. Yeah.
But if you could just like be kind of feeling it a little more, you know what I mean? Just kind of like feeling the vibe
kind
a little bit as
the
you're
vibe.
Doing it.
Right.
And also just do it normal.
Okay.
You know, just do it normal.
Like me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like exciting, but in an exciting way.
Make it that you know? We want to watch it.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
How did you guys feel about the accent? You didn't notice it? You didn't notice it. It was really subtle.
It was...
Turn up the accent.
Yeah.
Let's turn that up. Do it normal.
Yeah, but just like do it normal.
Because at the end of the day, yes, she's a lady. Yes, she's a baby. Yes, she's a grandpa. But she's also a human being.
Right.
You know
that's
what I mean?
So true.
We think.
I do try to find the truth of the character and everything that I do.
And
I mean, that's how people connect.
It's grounded comedy.
Obviously later
people like
in the
grounded
season.
Comedy.
Obviously later in the season, she's not a human being. We know that.
Right.
But for now, we want to be able to sort of reel the audience in.
And this is based on like our babies and our grandpas and stuff who are just like
who doesn't
normal,
have a baby?
You know?
Who
exactly.
doesn't have a grandpa?
It's semi-autobiographical.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, then you guys will know best if this is really based on... A true story.
I know we definitely will.
Yeah, you tell me.
I know we are.
I just want to serve your vision. That's really all I'm trying to do.
Yes, and we want you to do that too.
Okay. So
is this going well, do you think?
I was just saying that I think it's so good. And
I thought it was so good.
Honestly,
and I'm excited to get into the next scene. And it's so it's you.
I'm in love with you. So.
You're driving. Yes, you're driving a limo. Kelvin Benjamin's in the back seat.
Maybe you could say something as well.
He's got to get to the show on time to do his stand-up routine. He's trying out some of his jokes on you. He's in the limo.
Right.
Chelsea Peretti's in there with him. Ed Helms is in there with him.
Ed Helms is... Okay, great.
Ed Helms, Chelsea Peretti, and Kelvin Benjamin are all in the back of the limo. They're all about to go do a big charity
stand-up. Just saw him at a party the other night.
Okay. Not really.
Is that really true, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. And did he mention that he might want to
He didn't mention... It was weird because I was like, I'm really excited about this thing that I'm doing, and he did not mention that he was doing it.
Okay, so
I do want to say that this isn't a lying show. Like, you know, some...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess we maybe did...
This is great to bring up.
Yes. Some shows are like lying shows where lying is acceptable, but this is not one of those shows where people can just say that they talked to someone who's so famous and like a huge actor.
It's not like a Marc Maron thing where we just make shit up.
Yeah, just to look like...
Oh, okay.
Like, so cool.
No, I saw Ed at a party the other night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Okay.
Great.
Well, let's just...
And you obviously can't back off that now, but just...
Yeah, from this point
forward,
it's not a lying show.
It wasn't
it's not really a lying show.
It wasn't a really deep interaction, but it was... It was a catch.
Okay, well now I know, and now I know it's a lie because if you're talking to Ed Helms, he's going to bring you in.
I'd call it a catch up.
I'd get very deep from the jump.
Oh no, yeah, he just is. He's going to
a catch up. We had a catch up.
There's no such thing as a catch up with Ed. He's always going right back to the beginning.
Forget the small talk. It's all big talk and medium talk.
Well, he mostly just asked questions about me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that is very sweet. And that sounds like Eddie. But scratch Eddie. If he didn't mention the project, he's off the project. We don't need him. We're going to bring in Nate Cordry. And so we got
Nate Cordry.
Chelsea. Okay, don't do this because it's... So let's just get into the scene.
He's a very old friend of mine.
Let's get into the scene. And Brett, tell Jessica that you love her and are in love with her, and then we can do the scene.
Wait, I'm sorry. Brett's acting with me now?
No.
This is just...
Just so you're comfortable. He's gonna put the foam in.
Yeah.
Bring in the foam.
I got the foam. I need some egg cartons.
Is it the same scene?
Wasn't enough last time.
Is this the same scene?
Same setup?
As far
diaper,
as
grandson being chased by the FBI?
I love you.
No, this one is...
Brett, are we crossing this?
I'm in love with you.
Brett, are we crossing this? Just in case we want to riff?
It's totally crossed.
Okay. I know we don't have the other actors, but can we cross this just in case we get some good improv?
This one
you
is...
Mean David Cross?
Kelvin Benjamin is in your limo.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's
Chelsea
right. You
Peretti
did tell me. I apologize.
And
it is my limo, baby
and
grandpa.
And Nate Cordry.
Am I driving the limo?
You're
or
leasing it, and
okay.
You are driving the limo.
So, okay, baby grandpa.
And you got a really good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lady grandpa.
Lady
baby grandpa.
Grandpa.
But yeah, but she's also a baby.
Lady baby grandpa.
I know I'm not playing these roles, but I'm ready to go. Can we just get into the scene?
Okay.
Well, so, what brings you guys into my car tonight?
And action.
Hey, Kelvin, I saw your game last week. Boy, oh boy, kid, you really got a motor in that engine, huh?
I'm not playing myself.
What?
I'm not playing myself.
Kelvin Benjamin not playing Kelvin Benjamin?
No. This is like in case I don't want to do that.
Cut. Can I say cut?
No.
Okay.
Turn left up here.
Okie dokie, Kelvin Benjamin. Boy, oh boy. Who's this? Hey, Chelsea, who's this hot comic you got in the back seat?
He said left.
This building.
Boy,
don't worry,
sorry,
don't
guys.
Worry about that.
The limo's on
are
fire.
Are you clear for sound? Are you picking that up in the boom?
Oh, it's sounding great.
Okay.
The limo's on fire. Guys, I got to pull over.
I said
somebody
take a
needs.
I said take a left.
I got to pull over. Somebody needs the nuclear foosball codes, and I'm the only one who's got them in my baby boy.
Hey, what do you pay for this limo?
I'm leasing it. Like, it's like $860 a month plus insurance, so it works out to about $965.
That's a good deal. Is
yeah.
Any of that a write-off? I mean,
hey, Chelsea, yeah. I just want to say I love your podcast. I wish you'd keep doing it more often.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's cut there. I can understand how some of that would be confusing. We only got sort of one take on all these guys, so we had to write all that stuff into the script.
Okay.
Where Kelvin Benjamin is saying that he's not
playing himself.
Because
that's all he said when you talked to him about the part.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play myself. I want to play an actual role.
Yes, but then we couldn't think of any other names for him, so the characters were addressing him Kelvin, which kind of made him upset. And that is what we have from his coverage.
Right.
So that is what happened.
And we have a really funny run later. We couldn't get him to do it, but it's about like Celsius and Fahrenheit are his two best friends.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be really funny. And there's also, I think Kelvin at one point was an Instagram filter, and we're thinking of doing a spinoff based on that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So
I think it was a refrigerator too, the Kelvinator.
Oh,
yeah.
That could be big.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think
you guys
actually
can just have that one.
Yeah. I think some of the stuff we already shot, we can reference that.
Well, and we'll put it, and we'll be able to.
Or just reaction shots from him, maybe, since not an actor.
We have a lot of those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have him being pissed.
So Chelsea just doesn't speak.
Yeah.
Chelsea doesn't say anything much.
She said okay.
Yeah. She did. And we have her saying that as many times as we want.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? We can keep doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're able to loop that. And and we're going to get a lot of this in ADR. Obviously, we're not using the sound that we get today.
Was that a sound effect or was that? I thought that was to do with the codes.
Or
did someone open a door that they weren't supposed to open?
There's chemicals in the building in tanks. And,
And
if one of the tanks does start to release one of these toxic chemicals, there is an alert that goes off.
Oh, okay.
But some of them evacuate.
But sometimes it's because they don't want you to be like stronger because of them.
Yeah,
you know, they're scared of you getting too strong,
right?
And for free,
like
for free.
Yeah, so it's like evacuate unless you like are willing.
You
want to
become a superhero?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is like a place if a regular person wants to become Spider-Man or something like that. You come here for a few hours. You pay for the facility.
Some of them could do something like that. Yeah.
And then you become a superhero. Mm-hmm. Or, so, well, superhero, I guess, is more a construct of what you do for other people. But
yeah.
You become, oh, you're altered.
Yeah, basically.
Bruce Bannon.
And we were thinking
like
that
Bruce
some
Bannon?
Of them.
Huh?
Bruce Bannon?
Sorry, I was reading the table. What's on?
We brought
some of these crazy.
We brought
names.
The Earwolf table in here just because we have to do the podcast at the table. You know, we're not just going to do it. Yeah.
Well,
so
that's
we
a little. That's a security
in.
Blanket for me.
Yes.
Just knowing that all these storied, you know, comic minds have been involved.
Can we just actually go over notes for that? And I actually thought it was great. And like it was
Berg,
like one second. To,
Secunda and Berg
to maybe like do notes on this.
Sure.
Aaron Abrams or something. I mean, who is that?
I am on my philosophy is you guys hire me, you own me for the day. You
that's
know what
great.
I mean?
And
like,
I totally
I'm on
agree
your
with
time.
That. Yes. And that's our philosophy as well.
So yeah. Brett, can
until
we go in tighter on this
until
one?
We get into turnaround. You know what I mean? Like when you're saying we're going to push, can we push you?
And I do want to say
tomorrow, you know what I mean?
Right.
Hayes, just eye on the clock. We do either have to break for lunch or go into Grace.
Okay. I guess we'll throw a flag on this one.
All right, everybody. That's Grace. So let's go in tighter on this. And just, Brett, if you want to give me a little bit of a swingle where we can get, you know, Jessica her lines, and then we'll also get some of my stuff.
Performance-wise? Yeah. It felt like she sort of forgot where she was. It was supposed to be like a car thing, and I didn't hear her ever say like honk honk or like vroom or like any of that stuff.
No,
and she's supposed to be driving a car.
And also, at one point, she's pulling over, which I know involves brakes, and there was no like screech.
Yes, I know.
And so
I know,
that
I
was
know.
Frustrating.
I know.
And also, it was kind of like a fuck you.
I know.
To Kelvin, who's obviously trying to transition out of this football thing. So, like, if she. I don't want her to be a personality problem with the other performers who we get because I want to like everyone to feel safe and like it's a safe set.
Even though they're not in the same place that they could be watching it on TV
and feel like they're being respected. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you want to shoot? Like what do you want to sort of clean up from the rest of these scenes?
I wonder. Well, I guess we have to get the Franks in there.
Okay. Yes. That's right. Okay. All right, I'll get it. So,
so there's the scene where.
Okay, so Dean Cain is going to be sort of holding you up in the air.
Hi, Jessica. And, yeah, we're talking to you again.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, Jessica. So, we love that.
Am I actually going to be the only actor here today?
Yes,
for just
we're getting
for today.
It's your coverage. I'm sorry. I thought you had done this stuff before.
Have you done? I'm sorry. Have you been on set?
I've been on a few.
Okay. Anyone
you know,
I would know?
I don't know. I'm not getting the feeling that you watch a lot of television. Is that
okay?
A thing?
Okay. I named like a bunch of famous actors that were using.
Yeah.
Who are doing television.
Okay.
It's and like saying I that, think I just said swingle.
Yeah. Okay.
And the implication is that like,
swingle, you need it?
Is like not, yeah, can
I
we get into the swingle?
I guess,
yes. Can we
I
get
guess
a swingle
this
for this?
Is just yes. Very different than most of the sets I've been on.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I just finished shooting Search Party. That was a really amazing set.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but this is like a real show. This is
yeah,
like
that was like a
this
real
isn't,
show.
This is not, yeah, this
that's
is a real show. This is
on
not a
television.
VOD
this is like a big,
Thomas Middleditch movie.
This is like a big, this is like a big TV show. Like a big, you know, I love that show and, and it's so funny and it's smart.
Yeah, it is really funny and really
but
smart.
This is like a big show.
Yeah.
And the way I'll, like a lot, it's not like that
this
show where where everyone like goes
quiet.
To the place and they set up the little camera and they just like get everyone like talking.
Sort of a quiet
because nobody
show.
Has anything else to do. Yeah,
and
but
this is
but
a,
isn't
a real
it
real effects driven?
But am I crazy?
Yes, thank you. Effects.
Search Party is a VOD
CGI forward.
It's a VOD unreleased Thomas Middleditch, Adam Pally, and T.J. Miller film.
Yeah, that's also
probably
true.
Filmed like 7 or 8 years ago. And you're telling
directed
me
directed by Scott
since
Armstrong.
You've been in that.
No.
You're in
I'm
that.
I'm on the TBS show, Search Party. It's a TV show.
Okay, TV.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yeah.
So not even the real Search
not
Party.
Even the real
so
Search
not
Party.
Even a movie, no.
With the big,
no, I've done a few
the
movies,
big, huge
but
stars.
Mostly TV. I've done, like, movies with, like, Melissa McCarthy and anyway, I figured you probably knew all this stuff before you hired me, but maybe not.
Timing wise, we weren't able to necessarily go through every single
IMDb credit.
And so it was just.
You couldn't read that whole
page. We're a little
bit
under the gun because the show does air tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we are trying to kind of get this locked up.
No. You know what? You top down set so the
more
from the
we
top
talk
down.
About it, yeah.
You guys are the bosses. I am here to do a job. I am a dolly. Move me around a stage.
Swingle's heavy, so.
Mm-hmm. So let's do the pool party.
Okay.
Okay, great.
So Dean Cain,
I love
it's
this
a chicken
scene.
Fight. Dean Cain's carrying you around.
Yeah,
he's you're
terrific.
Not in the water yet, but
he's
you're already on his shoulders.
Okay. We're not in. Okay.
And you're both asking for your favorite grilled food, Ballpark Franks. And you are sort of like trying to do double duty here because you don't want to get splashed. You don't necessarily want to get dunked under the water.
Right.
You do want to get a Ballpark Frank.
I'm on his shoulders. How dirty is my diaper at this point?
Do we need to match this to anything?
Is there going to be drippage of any kind? You know how it is with babies in pools.
The diaper
continuity. Am I wearing a swimmy?
The diaper continuity guy is not here today.
Maybe someone has some pea soup could spill down Dean's back.
So that would be his job, is like making sure that the diaper is continuous, but he got sick from smelling the diaper so
Scripty?
Much.
Can you tell us where the diaper's at?
I'm making the pea soup.
I tend to keep track of a lot of my coverage anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure you need to spill some of that pea soup down Dean Cain's back. But it's your vision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'll just say for this scene, just remember where you are and like what you're doing and just like what your who your character is.
And that people will be watching this.
That was a very good note.
Yeah. And how are you feeling about the levels of my performance? Am I giving you what you want?
I'm loving it. I think you're doing it exactly right. I would just say to do it like a person.
Okay.
And make it so it's just like doing it like a good way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's so great.
You know?
And I want to say too, we don't have a ton of time, but just to stop down and say, hey, it's never easy to sort of have some of these conversations where you're taking notes. We all just want the same thing. We all want the best product. And yeah, we're going to be cracking whips, but we're also going to be cracking jokes. And release the Kraken is, you know, that's
great.
One of the things we like to say on set is like, we're going to release the Kraken. And Hayes has to be cracking whips and I'm going to be cracking jokes.
Okay.
You know, and you got to break.
So it's
eggs.
Me and Dean Cain, Ballpark Franks are the motivation.
Yes.
Anyone else?
Who's in the chicken fight with you? Tatiana Maslany is holding up Ving Rhames, so it's sort of a joke.
Oh, that's cute. Reverse. Yeah.
That
upside down ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're going to have to get a plate, and then we'll do that on a green screen.
Okay.
And in this scene, you'll see in your lines, you are going to be pushing the Franks stuff pretty heavily.
Okay.
What we have from Dean Cain is footage that we pulled from him on Good Day
Lois
LA.
Okay.
Promoting Lois and Clark on Good Day
with
LA.
With Jillian Barbary?
From a number of years ago.
Pre-Barbary.
Uh-huh.
Pre-Barbary. So... Uh-huh.
So what do I do with this, the pea soup?
Let's just eat it.
Eat it, man. I mean, put it down and pick up the camera.
Okay.
I already ate it, so.
Wow. All right. I'm good. Hold on. Okay. Okay. Yep. Okay. I think I got it. And we'll just do what's on the page.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
I'll read you in.
Okay.
It's so great working with Terry, you know, she's just been a dream and the set's really wonderful. And it's such a cool reimagining of a classic story. We all feel like we know Superman and there's nothing new to discover, but
well, I'm your number one fan. I mean, I think I made that pretty clear, Dino baby, oh baby, right? If I could look like a giant man baby instead of a little tiny old woman small baby, I'd look just like you.
Great question.
You look like a giant baby to me. Anyone else see it? Oh. Oh, follow that scent, Dino, baby. Oh, boy, I smell a ballpark Franks right over here somewhere in this here barbecue. Dean.
Keep going.
Tell me, have you ever been to a water park?
before?
He works at the Daily Planet, and it's this sort of old thing we know, but obviously media is different now than when the original comics were written, and so we try to sort of modernize
You ever find it hard to act with those fake glasses on? When you're being...
Are you talking directly to...
Yeah, I'm asking when you're being Clark Kent. And you're not being Superman.
I definitely
whatever
relate.
Whatever it is you do. Whoa. Move a little to the right, buddy.
It's funny. People think that I would relate more to the Superman character, but I'm actually more like Clark Kent. I was kind of a nerd in high school, and I had this very awkward phase before I found sports.
My diaper's all wet, and I'm uncomfortable. Okay.
And now you taste the Franks. Taste the Frank. And it fixes your diaper.
You did use a classic distraction, Dean Cain, huh? Distracting from my wet diaper with the delicious bulbog Frank. Boy, I love these. Why don't you eat on one side and I'll eat on the other and we'll be like Lady and the Tramp.
Sorry, and call them Michael Jordan's favorite hot dogs.
You know, there's a reason these are Michael Jordan's favorite hot dogs, I'd say. They're the 23s of mystery meat.
So good.
That's good.
Okay. Is that a cut for you, Hayes?
That was
that's a cut
Kevin,
for me.
Is Kevin doing donuts?
Kevin.
Were you driving that whole... is that part of it?
Kevin, were you drag racing with some of your Fast and Furious buddies?
Yes, I was. Saturdays, I just kind of have to let the steam out sometimes.
It's a steam. It's like a steam powered.
I just feel like that was really great stuff we were just getting, and that's probably not even going
to
be usable.
Locomotive.
And you were so in the zone that I didn't want to hold for.
But I've been so. I feel like I've been really patient.
Okay.
That's great that you think that.
I love that you feel like good about
what
you're
doing.
I'm doing. In terms of, that's only going
to somebody has to feel good about it, so I mean, it might as well be.
And
I
don't want everyone to leave here unhappy.
And I felt like Dean and I, whenever
the chemistry
you get
there
him,
was insane.
That was a real connection. There was a true connection there.
Yeah, that was.
I mean,
really
I'm
insane.
Feeling like if he's not a regular on the show, we have to make him one.
No, we're gonna wanna at least bump him to recurring.
I hope you guys don't mind that I feel like
weighing
I'm part
in
of the
as
process.
A producer.
Yeah, that I feel like I'm part of the process.
Well, I think it's good. I mean, obviously, your contributions in front of the camera are not necessarily something we're going to be able to use. But if you're able to identify, Dean Cain should really be a bigger part of this show, and that interview
and
was so revealing.
I'm feeling that as well. And we have lots of other stuff of him promoting the Animal Planet show that he hosts.
Well, and he hosted that Ripley's Believe It or Not show.
Oh, love Ripley's Believe It or Not. Mm-hmm. I could never see enough shrunken heads.
Yeah.
In a lifetime.
Well, and neither could Dean.
How many of them do you think are real?
Of the shrunken heads?
Yeah. Like how many
are
there
real? How many do I believe and how many do I not?
How many are there and then how many do they make a prop one for the different locations?
How many are there?
How many Ripley stores are there at this point?
How many Ripley stores are there and how many are there?
It's got to be at least six.
Hang on a second.
Right?
Hey, shut up.
Fisherman's Wharf.
Shut up.
Hollywood Boulevard. That's two.
Just let him count the Ripley's for a second. There's a Ripley there. Ripley goes to it. This is like sort of a limitless moment where he can just count all the Ripley's. And
Wow.
Yeah, so there's six fake ones.
Oh, it's amazing how much information he holds.
I know.
Uh-huh.
It's scary a little bit. Kevin's here as sort of a brand rep for the Franks. We did the ballpark Frank scene.
You just missed the ballpark Frank scene. So is there any specific
language we needed
to get?
I guess you were watching it from your weird car.
And is there no conflict between Kelvin Jackson's promotions for Fenway Franks and ballpark Franks?
Kelvin Benjamin?
Whoever the guy was.
Yes.
In the car.
There is conflict.
Kelvin Jackson, is that right?
Yes.
I always get him and Randy Jackson confused.
Yeah, it's kind of like intimate, like will they, won't they conflict.
That the two market hot dog companies might wind up having a romance.
I felt like Dean and I were playing that.
Yeah, no, that came through in the scene, and yeah.
You guys have your.
I see him as a potential love interest. You guys for do Lady kind of grandma baby
have your own thing going on as like the best friends of the Franks.
Well, it's like, on his shoulders, which I think yes. is.
And Brett, while we talk suggestive. About this, can right. we turn around on this scene? I mean, can we just get
a full turnaround,
roundy?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And next time, can you just light the shit out of the whole thing? I mean, I know it's a little bit. You know, it's not going to look quite as good.
I particularly it's not as filmic, would appreciate but it's, it if you but could it's, fill in my right
just,
side.
Let's just light the shit out of the
thing. Because that's my asymmetrical side.
That's David O. Russell style. Let's just yeah. light the fucking room, and then we'll just move the cameras around and shoot the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to sit here and wait every time while you fill in all these little I mean, it's just not.
Right.
You know, we're not making Citizen fucking Kane here. This is Lady Grandpa.
Lady Grandpa, that's what it. I couldn't remember if it was Baby Grandpa or Lady Grandpa.
The lady's a baby.
Lady yeah, Baby so. Grandpa.
Did you think that the Franks were shiny enough?
Yeah, I thought Brett did a good job lighting the right side of the.
Thanks.
They were Franks. Slippery to the touch.
Finally,
I can tell you
a
that.
Compliment.
Yeah, yeah, they were.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's like their corner of the market. Yeah, is the
greasy.
Slipperiness.
That's yeah. my specialty is lighting.
Lighting hot that, dogs.
Hot lighting hot more like hot dogs.
Oh, you're a food stylist, food. Sort of a food stylist. Yeah.
Yeah, in my off time, but this.
Is this your on
mostly
time?
New to me.
Is this time on or off right now?
This is definitely off. I don't know half of what I'm doing. Oh.
So if you could time the move a little better on this gosh. One, Brett, too, where we're just okay. going to do a little bit of a quicker push because we're going to truncate some of these lines. It's just for her. We're going to do a pickup, and it's just for her saying Michael Jordan's favorite hot dog.
And this time, yeah. and this time, as we're doing it,
mm-hmm.
Let's do it like we're, you're an actor.
Oh, okay.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're like
that's a, great.
You know,
you're an actor. You're a human being, and
your character,
people are going to want to watch it.
Your yeah. character isn't an actor. Your character is a Lady Grandpa, but like you are an actor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so Lady Grandpa's like a spokesman?
No, like I'm just saying, like.
Lady Grandpa's from the planet Earth, and so that we really want to be able
oh,
to sell.
Okay.
For now.
Right.
So just turning on the lights.
Oh, I thought there was a gunshot.
That's how he turns no, on the lights.
He shoots the lights on.
My God. Okay. Is this a safe set?
Please
make
yes.
it safe.
Yes.
This building.
So that's just another chemical leak?
Make it safe.
That could be a test.
And Brett, can you check the gates on that last pickup?
Guys,
did we get it?
I'm a little bit. I'm starting
We're
to feel a little unsafe. Mm. Like, is this a?
That's not what we want.
Is this an OSHA compliant environment? Or
yes, because you can hear the alarms. An unsafe workplace would not.
The alarm
have
wouldn't
those
go
alarms.
Off. You know
yes.
what? I feel much better now. That's true.
Yes.
Yeah. That's. That actually made a lot of sense.
Can we get, while we have the light, can we
yes.
get the
Michael
line.
Jordan? Yes, the Michael Jordan line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And yep. can we widen out? I just want to be able to, can you widen out a little bit? Because I want to
sure.
Swing over and I want to be able to pick up Carolyn's stuff. Carolyn Ray is going to be standing next to you working the grill.
What?
Carolyn Ray is going to be standing next to you working mm-hmm. the grill.
Oh.
She's like the Frank's mom.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. No one mentioned that to me. That's a problem. That's going to be a problem for me.
You guys have too a funny. You guys have a thing.
Yeah, I'm not working with Caroline Ray. So that's,
what's I agree. You're not working with Caroline Ray. She's working on a totally different day.
I'm not going to be in a show with Caroline
it
Ray.
It might not even end up being the same pilot.
Okay, can you guarantee that? I'm not appearing
oh, no.
on screen with Caroline
no.
Ray. There's about three people I won't work with, and Caroline Ray is at the top of that list.
Okay, so she's number one.
Caroline Ray.
And it has
okay.
nothing
Salem,
to do with
Ed Melissa
it has
Joan
nothing
Hart.
To do with the day I did on Sabrina the Teenage Witch. It has nothing to do with that. So don't ask me if that's what it's about. But guys, I'm also a person. I have to have boundaries.
Yeah.
That's not I don't feel no. No. Okay. No.
Is there a
Are
way
you
that you would be happy doing it where you could, like, maybe we can film you saying what you want to say to her and we can just cut that into the pilot?
Okay. And oh. that could be cool.
And you
cathartic.
Can be sort of giving oh. her what for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you're giving her the business and if you're done with your little hissy fit, we actually do have a show to make. And you know, we're trying to run a professional set here. So if you could, if you could just sort of, you know, say what you need to say about it, Michael Jordan's favorite hot dog, and then let's give it to Carolyn because she's actually cool with that stuff. She's from that roast culture.
Oh, okay. So you think I'm the one that's being immature about this?
We'll find out because you'll do your side of it, and then we'll get some of Carolyn's stuff.
So we won't know how the fight turns out until afterwards.
You
guys are just going to take her side. I'm here right now.
You want to sit and fucking post with me till 4 a.m. and chop this thing up? You want to fucking get in there with a scalpel and slice and dice with me and Hayes, the fucking two surgeons in the edit room? Because we're put that time in.
It's nip and tuck in there when it's me and Sean.
We'll do it. So you tell me, like, if you want to do that, be my guest. I'm there already. I don't give a fuck.
I am deeply regretting this choice.
And I will just say, when we did Caroline Ray stuff, she said, oh, Jessica's doing this. I'm really happy for her. This is exactly what she should be doing.
Ah.
And I am, and she's like, I am honestly rooting for her, and I have been for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And she said, this is perfect for her. Oh, my God, this is exactly what she should be doing.
Well, yes. That, to me, means it's exactly what I shouldn't be doing. And I'm also starting to wonder if maybe you went to her first for Lady Baby
and
Grandpa.
I'm sorry. When you said I'm really regretting this choice, were you referring to your vocal choice?
I was referring to wearing just a diaper all day. I haven't had any clothes on this entire time but a diaper. Okay, and it's a wet diaper.
Okay.
Full of pea soup.
I think
which
that's
I what, thought was a bold, dramatic choice to make.
To
it's
me,
very
that's what's
rare
working about
the
this.
Comedian is asked to be clothingless in
it's
anything.
Very brave.
But that's
I thought this was like going to be a Peabody situation.
You have
maybe
but it
an
is
Emmy.
A, but no,
certainly
but that's
a
what
Golden
we meant
Globe.
By Peabody.
You
have,
pea soup,
yeah. You have like a Peabody. Your body
covered
and we've
in
got,
pea.
And we've yeah. got the no, Sherman and Peabody guys coming in.
Yeah.
What?
We've got the Sherman and Peabody guys coming in. You
guys,
know, they're going to get CGI'd
into the scene. No one's even offered me a robe between takes.
Sherman, so Sherman's going to be holding
like
the mustard.
Why would a baby have a robe?
And Peabody, yeah.
Oh, maybe
don't
for
wear
the
robes.
What about one of those?
That's kind of funny.
What
for the
about those
scenes?
Towels, though? When you take a baby out of the tub and you wrap it in a robe towel?
For the grandpa scenes. For,
yeah, maybe, yeah.
Why can't Dean Cain wrap me in a towel robe?
Dean, we don't have him doing that. We can't match that footage. I mean, we got to work a little bit with our limitations.
I had heard such a great thing about you guys.
I mean, we could hire Dean Cain on a different show where he puts robes on people, and then when he's going around the country promoting it on morning shows, yeah. he could demonstrate that by putting a robe on somebody.
We can grab that footy. Yeah. I mean, because we do have Dean Cain taking a pause. Or we have a paused screen with him, so we can put just about anything in his mouth. If you want to hear him offer you a towel, and then we'll, you know, match cut to you wearing a towel.
Right. So Caroline Ray is where when that's happening?
Well, she's getting the business from you, right?
So she's still flipping the hot dogs. She's manning the grill.
Yeah, she has
she's
like a grill.
She's the Ballpark Frank spokeswoman?
The only thing we have filmed. So that we're really married to.
She wears a grill, you know, like a marching band guy with like a timpani. She kind of wears a grill around her waist.
Oh, like she's
that.
Like a cigarette girl?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. But
she's a hot dog girl.
For Frank.
So it's hibachi uh-huh. that she has strapped to her chest?
Yeah. It's like a big grill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like a big green egg.
Okay. Did you want me to score
Komodo.
Any of this?
Komodo.
You mentioned that. Did you want me to score any of these
what?
Parts?
Yeah.
You mentioned that.
Yeah, please.
Okay. Oh, should I
have you not been scoring this the whole time?
No.
Oh, you
I was
have
lighting
to.
And making pea soup and...
Okay.
Caroline Ray invited me to a barbecue in her house 12 and a half years ago.
Yeah.
And at which come a whole
but
invitation, come to my house.
Tell her.
It's going to be amazing. Would love to have you, blah, blah, blah. BYOB.
BYOB.
Bring your own ballparks.
Bring your own ballpark, Frank.
Have you ever? She had been on Sabrina a good. I mean, she was making big Sabrina money at that point.
Bucks.
And bring your own booze.
Yeah.
To a party at a sort of celebrity's house.
You read it wrong.
Oh, I don't think I did.
Well, that's
and
something
I wrote
you could
back.
Clear up with her.
I know. Well, I did, and I wrote back, and I said, "I'm confused by what this. I would love to be there. What does this mean, BYOB? What did you mean by BYOB? Did you intend to put this in this email?
Did you have the right email?
Yes, I had the right email.
Okay.
We both had the right email.
There's pranksters who send emails from Carolyn Ray.
Okay, maybe let's use this for the scene.
That'll be great.
I can read Caroline's parts, and you can just riff on what you know, like what you want to say, what like all the stuff that's been building up, and it could be like a Louis thing. You remember when he did some shit like that with like that guy he was mad at, and the other like did it on the show, and it was like not like laugh out loud funny, but it was like. But it was definitely unusual.
It was more like what he wanted to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And Brett, can you get
as
her?
As opposed to worrying about if it was funny or it wasn't funny. Or
it was
is that
just,
what you mean?
It was like him doing
he
whatever
wanted
he
to
wanted.
Do. Yeah.
And I
that
hate
was,
these comedies that are like,
that was good.
Funny? I'm like, I don't care if it's funny. Is it fucking on TV? That's what I want to know. Or streaming.
Right. Did it move
like,
me?
Who gives a shit if it's funny? Is it on yet?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
And if it is,
you're very
okay.
You've been very true to your vision today.
You know it. And so let's release the Kraken. Hayes be cracking whips. I'll be cracking jokes.
And this is on TV. The beginning of this is now on TV. So we do have
okay.
So it is on.
It's
yet?
Already airing.
Just beginning. So, but
the
we do have to catch
airing.
Up and get. We have to get this stuff pretty fast.
Oh, so it's
we're
like
a little
live,
behind.
It's like live Grease.
It wasn't meant to be, but
when
yeah.
they did live Grease and live, what was the other one they did? Hairspray.
We've got like an 18-second delay.
Did they do live Hairspray? With. Little. Oh no,
they did.
Hard.
That.
They did. They did Rocky Horror Picture
14
Show.
14 Okay, 10 seconds.
And
okay.
I think
3 second delay.
This is like that. Except
with,
it's hot dog grease. We got. We are live right now.
And do try to match your body position to the other side of this. Okay.
Well, I guess Dean Cain. Let's head over there because I can smell those Michael Jordan's favorite hot dogs.
Terry
all
and
the
I
way
didn't know each other,
here.
But the chemistry was just immediate. And
I sort of feel like you and me are hitting it off, Dean. What do you think?
For me, I
So let's just go over here. There's a really ugly, poorly behaved
well, he plays
jerk
J. Jonah
of a lady
Jameson and
who's cooking hot dogs over here. So
oh, that's
maybe we
Spider-Man?
Could just no.
Okay,
why don't we go get a
plays,
hot dog
so
from this
Superman's
jerk
boss?
Who has no manners, who invites people to their
he's
house?
Hey guys,
it doesn't have anything.
Hey
to
Hey guys,
feed
welcome
them.
To my house.
Oh wow, you don't look familiar at all.
I'm just a nice person, and I think it's nice having people over.
You know, has anyone ever said you look
is sort of
angry
the least they
can all
do.
The time?
Cannonball!
And I think there's enough to go around for everyone in this business, and we don't have to be like jealous and petty of each other.
Oh, that's so funny. You don't look at all familiar to
hey,
me. Have you ever been in anything?
Sweet banana peppers on your dog?
I've actually been in a few things.
I just wanted to quickly say I really
like
love your pants.
Kind of
I think I saw
aunt.
Them at Target. Did you get them at Target, those all those clothes you're wearing?
Yeah, this is actually from my line.
Hey, can I make you guys an old-fashioned pina colada?
Yeah, I guess I just was wondering, Caroline, like we're at a barbecue. How come you're not wearing a bathing
Release
suit?
Release the Kraken!
Okay, let's cut.
Was that the right kind of...
Yeah, I think we got some
score.
Really good stuff.
I feel better.
Yes, I'm glad we... Yeah, that...
I wish
all
you'd been scoring
clothes
the whole
like
thing.
They come
Music
from
made
Target.
It way
all
those
of her
scenes.
Clothes.
And that's
look like they come from Target.
And we are maybe potentially hoping to have them as an advertiser, both on the podcast
well, this
and
is,
on the show.
I didn't say I wasn't giving a compliment.
Good.
Hey, we're all complimenting everything. Obviously, I was complimenting. I love the Louis-Zahn. I love the friggin', you know, VOD movies.
And the
everything to me is good.
As long as it's happening.
Yes, please. Just finish it and then let me watch it.
Yeah.
And the fact, you know, like being on TV is good, but taking like 3 years off your show is also like a great, like cool thing to do.
Yeah.
Even when you were doing the show, you were just like doing whatever you wanted and it didn't seem that hard.
Right. So it would make sense you'd need a break.
Yes.
Yeah.
A break to
imagine
do something
if,
else that's whatever you want to do.
Imagine if you were living your whole life doing exactly what you wanted to do.
It would be so tiring.
Exhausting.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Imagine
yeah.
if you were making a show that was damn near stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
In
sort
the most
like
minimal
this.
Way possible.
Yeah.
And
then
people say, how could
not
you
not at all prepared.
Do less?
Yeah. And then you go like, I can't even fucking do this. And it's like, well, what are you doing? And it's like, I don't know. So maybe, I don't know. And then imagine.
Is that how it feels?
To me?
Yeah. The process.
With this show?
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy with this to think about how everything we're seeing today, the Ballpark Franks, that amazing exchange with you and Carolyn sort of was birthed from my own twisted, deranged mind. Mm. And that the sort of sinister thoughts I have that mm-hmm. just about drove me insane until I splashed them down on paper have now become this beautiful
a burden. You're watching it fly away.
A pastiche.
Mm-hmm. And it had a sick wing and you fix it kind of in your mind and then watch it fly.
God, they're bringing this to life. My mm-hmm. words, you know, my Dean Cain interview about Lois and Clark, you know, my Ballpark Frank thing, my who was that? Yes. Louis Anderson doing a cannonball. From the short-lived reality show Splash.
Thank goodness. Yeah, well, I guess that's the other thing that we haven't really said today, which is how gender fluid this show is. I mean, I'm a lady
the genders
playing
are weird.
A grandpa, playing a baby, playing mm-hmm. gender fluid.
And your diaper is filled with fluid.
Yes, exactly. And exactly. That is exact. I feel like we're really starting to gel here.
And as I've said, you know.
Right, it's soup, it's not gel.
Later in the season, we are going to reveal that you are, in fact, a Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, my God, in my dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I just feel like with Louis Anderson.
It is also a dream.
So if we could Louis Anderson playing Zach Galifianakis' mom on mm-hmm. Baskets, it's like
and on this show.
Everyone is taking such risks. Mm-hmm.
Can we get a couple wild
high-offs?
Put
him in a dress.
Can we get a couple wild high-offs?
Very brave.
Yeah. Excuse me? Mm-hmm. Jessica?
Oh, hi.
We're doing the show.
Yeah.
Can we get a couple wild hi-ya lines just for when you're a Kung Fu Panda later?
Hi-ya!
Uh-huh.
Great. Hi-ya!
Okay, and give me three in a row.
Hi-ya!
Fast ones.
Hi-ya! 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 Hi-ya!
And a gadoosh, please.
And a what?
A gadoosh.
A gadoosh.
Sorry. A gadoosh.
But like they do at the end of Funny or Die videos?
Oh, I don't know how that works. Sorry.
It goes, gadoosh.
Gadoosh.
And do you have something to promote?
Oh, what?
You're here to promote something?
This show.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's going to be going out, isn't it?
Don't you have something to promote?
Yeah.
It's on right now.
That's what I mean. Shouldn't you be promoting the show?
Yes. This show, which is called Lady Grandpa.
Yeah.
And then I'm on the new season of Search Party, and I'm also on Big Mouth, which I'm really excited about on Netflix. And then, let's see.
Circling
what else,
back around.
Yeah, what else am I? Let me think about what else I've got going on.
Plane is actually hovering.
And then I'm going to be in a new movie with Tom Cruise. And then I'm really excited about that. And I just have a few other things I'm working on. So, it's been probably... I would say Barbara Streisand, also, American Idol. I'm going to be hosting the new season of American Idol. And other than that, I just sold a movie. So, yeah.
Kevin's in a steampunk car again.
So it's been probably the biggest year of my...
Sorry, if you could just hang on. We're almost out of time, and
Oh no, that's good. I feel like I got everything.
And we did want to promote Hollywood Handbook, so it's this great podcast on here. Well,
I'm going to be on that too, right? That's part of this.
That's not really part of it. It's this really cool podcast that we've been doing on Earwolf for a little while. If you could check it out, it's super funny.
It's a fun, funny show.
My
the
friend
guys
Hayes
are great.
Davenport, this guy Sean Clements, who's sort of like a entertainer type. And they do these characters, and they kind of give this showbiz advice, but it's all tongue-in-cheek. It's all really
You kind of have to listen
funny.
To it.
Yeah, you have to listen to it to get it. It's not easy to explain, but you'll drop right in. Most people like it right away, and the episodes always sort of work. So what else about Hollywood Handbook?
Bye.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.